Good morning, the Wolf. Who is this?
Hey, how's it going? This is Teddy Robb.
Teddy Robb! Hey, buddy! Yeah!
Wow.
Come on!
Yeah, I wish every phone call of somebody answered like that.
I can record it for you. You can play it before you call someone.
Awesome. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Teddy. Hey, man, thank you so much for calling in for our new artist spotlight. Teddy Robb, tell us about yourself, because you're from Ohio. And when I think, bastions of country music, Ohio usually doesn't come up, kind of like Idaho. Not a lot of people go, oh, yeah, that is a hotbed for country music, man. So how did you get the country music bug in Ohio?
Well, I would say there's probably not a ton of country artists that come out of Ohio, but there's some diehard country music fans up there.
There you go.
I think it's just, we got a really, great country music, just seen as far as, people loving that, what the lifestyle that we live. I grew up on classic rock, and then it was somewhere in like my teen years where I started listening to country, and it was not too far of departure from classic rock, but it was just more of the lifestyle I was living. So I started listening to Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw and Brooks and Dunn, and just fell in love with it.
And you said the lifestyle, and you really live the lifestyle. You're a real avid outdoorsman. I mean, you like getting out in the wild, right? I mean, you're out there in the dirt, in the trees, in the bush. You're doing what you do. You like it out there in the great outdoors, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, I got this puppy I just got. She just she made an accident while I'm on my interview.
Oh, no. Well, I do have that effect on some people, and apparently on puppies as well.
Oh, my gosh. But anyhow, yeah, outdoors, it started when I was really young. At about 5 years old, I started going on a wilderness trip up in northern Quebec, Canada.
Wow.
And it's about 3 hours away from like cell phone service. The nearest town 3 hours away, and I started doing that at like 5 years old, and that gave me the bug of wanting to go places where my cell phone doesn't work and things like that.
There you go, man. It's hard to find those places now with all those darn towers going up. They even got towers that look like trees now.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's getting tougher and tougher.
So during the pandemic, you kind of took that love for the outdoors to the next level, and you actually started a kind of a impromptu little web series I've been watching. You're hiking with Teddy.
That became kind of my saving grace during the pandemic. If it wasn't for being able to get to the park and doing hikes, I might have gone more stir crazy than I actually did. And so I go to Percy Warner and Edwin Warner Park, and I hike there a few times a week. That's like my go-to spot. But the love for that really started out in Colorado. I was living out there for a year, and they've got what's called 14ers, where you hike up over like 14,000 feet or 14,000 vertical feet. So the air is really thin, but it feels like a great accomplishment when you do that. And that kind of got me going on that.
Yeah, we got a few trails out here in Idaho and our surrounding region. You may have heard of a place called Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's on my list.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. If you ever come out here to Wolf Country in East Idaho, we are right in the middle of God's country, man. I mean, whether it's close to Yellowstone, the west entrance of Yellowstone, or you want to go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, it's just a short trip over the mountain. We got Montana over that way. We got Salt Lake City that way. We got Boise the other way. And we've got a lot of great trails and a lot of great wilderness and outdoor activities here in Wolf Country. So if you do come, you got to bring something in our favorite color, which is camo.
Hey, I got plenty of that.
Okay.
I can't wait either. That all sounds awesome. I went to Big Sky a few weeks ago, and
there
it was just incredible. I loved how rugged it was out there.
Yeah, yeah. We've got kind of all levels, man. We know how to do it out here, man. And if you like not only hiking, but hunting and fishing, I mean, you name it, it's here.
Well, yeah. I got to make my way out to Idaho as soon as possible.
Sounds like a plan, my friend. We've got Teddy Robb in the new artist spotlight, and let's go back a couple years for this one. It's called Really Shouldn't Drink Around You. Teddy Robb on The Wolf. Teddy Robin really shouldn't drink around you on The Wolf. Teddy is on the phone and in the new artist spotlight. And, you know, right at the beginning of the call, your new puppy had an accident. So let's get back to the dog, man. Tell us about your pup.
So I've had Bobby for 2 weeks now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've wanted a puppy for a long time. And I just was nervous to pull the trigger, especially you know, being on the road and not being in a bus yet.
Sure.
I've heard that once you move to the bus stage, it gets a lot easier. But you know what? I found Bobby, and she's a rescue puppy, and I just fell in love with her and was lucky enough to get her, and now I've got her. So she's
Bobby.
Like my new best friend.
So why did you name her Bobby?
Well, I wanted it to be something with country music, and one of my favorite songs is Me and Bobby McGee.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
She's named after that song.
So how old is Bobby?
She's about 12 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. She's still a baby. And she looks like, I want to say, an Australian Shepherd mix?
Yeah, she's an Australian Shepherd mix. I need to get one of those DNA tests to find out for sure, because everybody's asking me what breed she is, and I'm not 100% sure, and it's driving me nuts. But she had quite a story. She had parvo, which is a disease that puppies get, and she almost didn't make it, but she pulled through, and now she's healthy as can be and doing awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Does she have, like, two different color eyes, too? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, she's got a blue eye and a brown eye.
Oh, she's adorable, and I bet she's got a lot of energy. Those dogs are kind of cattle dogs, you know, so... She's gonna put you through your paces, man. You're gonna be trail running probably with Bobby in another few months.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's probably what I'm, you know, as excited about as anything is for her to start going on the trail. She's a little young for that, but you know, in the meantime, I'll just be here on this interview with you. her accident.
You're welcome. Well, congratulations on Bobby. It sounds like the beginning of a beautiful relationship. And congratulations on the new song, Heaven on Dirt. Talk about it.
So that song, I first heard it, it would have been February of 2020. So I had no idea what the year to come was about to be when I first heard that. But I fell in love with it right away. It was really the line, where my cell phone didn't work. And that was like, I think every song that, you know, means something to you has a line or two that says something like that. And so then the pandemic came, and that was my single. So I just started living that life over the last year. And I've been really thankful for Heaven on Dirt. And it's, you know, led to some experiences and some things that I've got to do that I don't know if I would have been able to do otherwise. So I fell in love with the song right away. And here we are in 2021, still going with it.
There you go, man. Well, hey, how about we introduce that song right now? Go ahead and set it up on The Wolf.
Hey, guys, I'm Teddy Robb, and this is my new song, Heaven on Dirt.
Teddy Robb and Heaven on Dirt, his new song on The Wolf, 96.1 and 102.1, Country's Best. I'm Don Jarrett, and he is a rising new star in the new artist spotlight right now. Teddy's still on the phone with us with his new puppy. So is Bobby kind of filling in as a substitute until you get a girlfriend or what?
Man, I'll tell you what. In the last 3 months, I went from a single bachelor and living in a different area, no dog, to now I have a girlfriend, I moved, and I have a dog. So my life has been changing quite a bit over the last few months.
Wow. That sounds like you're adulting is what's going on.
Well, I did recently, not too long ago, turn 30. So
boy.
I think it's about time.
All right. You're growing up right before our very eyes, Teddy.
No.
Oh, no. You're going to start calling yourself Ted and Bobby. You're going to call her Bob. Oh, my gosh.
I think it's time, you know. It really is. Yeah. And I think that's just where I'm at in my life right now, where it feels really good to have a steady relationship. And
there you go, man.
Have a puppy. And, you know, there's like a space in my heart that I didn't know I had. So, you know, I feel thankful.
It's kind of like Tim McGraw. Like, I remember Tim McGraw before Faith Hill. You know, I call it the Tim McGraw BF, and then there's Tim McGraw after Faith Hill, or AF, and they're totally two different people. I'm just saying, and it's okay. It's okay you have different eras of your life. And let's go back to your first EP when you dropped a song called Me on You.
Man, that will I think, forever be one of my favorite songs that I've gotten to put out. I love the song Me on You, written by a couple great friends of mine, Ryan Beaver, Derek Rattan, and I just think that song takes me on a journey, at least. You don't really know where it's leading, but the melodies of it and the chorus, and that's one of my favorite songs to play live and listen to. So I'm glad you brought that up. I love that song.
I do too, so let's play it. Teddy Robb is in our new artist spotlight. Here's Me on You on The Wolf. Country's Best, 96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf, and he's in the new artist spotlight. That's Teddy Robb from his first EP, and that one's called Me on You, and he is on the phone, and we've been talking about his music past and present, talking about the new puppy and the girlfriend. Now let's talk about big plans for this year. Now that a lot of artists are getting back on the road and booking gigs, what are you looking forward to, man?
Yeah, I've already started getting back out on the road. So, yeah, I'm just really looking forward to seeing things continue to get better and those numbers going down and shows starting to come back. Getting a little sense of normalcy is really important for us right now. So I'm looking forward to that and putting more music out. So I'm getting ready to go into the studio and make some music. So I got quite a bit of new music coming this year. Just really looking forward to just being back to work. Last year was something else, especially just having, kind of everybody's whole world change, and, tried to take advantage of it the best I could and get outdoors and do some things that I wouldn't have had time to otherwise. But I'm certainly ready for, work to come back and for live music and restaurants to be, busy and us just kind of moving again. So looking forward to that.
Amen to that, my friend, and all the best to you. Just want to, again, thank you for spending some time with us in the New Artist Spotlight, talking about your music and your puppy and your girlfriend and your outdoor life, man. And we just want to wish you nothing but success, happiness, good health, good fortune today and every day in the future. And all the best to you, man. God bless you.
Wow, I appreciate you guys. We need to have this phone call more often because this is a great way to start the day off. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for playing my song, and thank you for having me on today.
Anytime, my friend, anytime. And we're going to do our best to get you out here to Wolf Country, okay?
I can't wait.